to the King. Man, we celebrating Easter season upon us. That means that it's almost another year going by, it seems like. Turn, if you will, in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians today. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We'll talk about the glorious gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Chapter 4, verse 5. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for the glorious gospel that we have today. Heavenly Father, that we praise you with, we just give honor and glory to you. For it's in Christ's precious name we ask these things. Amen. Jesus of Nazareth is easily the dominant figure of history, of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. More books have been written about Jesus Christ. During his life, he is the center of conversation. People were baffled by the words of God, the words he spoke. Simply, they couldn't imagine someone preaching these words or teaching these things. They were astonished by his claims, and yet they were transformed by his very touch of his hand. Now, some 2,000 years later, Jesus is still the most dominant person we see today in history. Not only is Jesus Christ the greatest man who ever lived, he is the very heart of the Christian faith. Without him, there is no Christian faith. Without him, there is no gospel. Without him, there is no good news to mankind. The gospel means the good news. And Paul preached the glorious gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is a gospel that brings men to life. For the Bible says we were dead in our trespasses and sin. We were separated from God. But God, who loved us, who gave himself for us. You see, Jesus Christ came because God so loved the world that he gave his son, Jesus, to die for our sins. That is the good news of the gospel. And he says here, for we do not preach ourselves, but the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, Christ came and lived a sinless life. That's good news. Peter denied Christ 3 times, the Bible says. Yet he wrote, he who did no sin, neither was there any guile in his mouth. Jesus was the carpenter. But he was more than a carpenter. He was a prophet. He was a teacher. He was the Savior of the world. He's the eternal Son of God. John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Andrew said this about God, we have found the Messiah, come. And Peter declared, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Yes, Jesus Christ is indeed unique. And the uniqueness of God is found in that he lived a sinless, perfect life. The world will try to tell you today, he did not, but holy was Christ. So holy that the Bible said, within the womb of Mary, his mother, Jesus is declared that holy thing. He was sinless. He knew no sin. He did no sin. And there was no sin ever found in Christ. Certainly those who knew Christ declared him without sin. Those who didn't know, like Pilate said, I find no fault in him. And Judas, who betrayed him, said, I have betrayed innocent blood. The centurion said this about Jesus. This was truly a righteous man. And the thief, he said, this man has done nothing wrong. Jesus Christ was sinless. That's the glorious gospel that we preach. In Hebrews, it said, in all points tempted like we are, yet the Bible says he's without sin. From Bethlehem to Calvary, he is the sinless one. He's a sinless Savior who come that we might have life. Sin never spoiled his life nor soiled his soul. Jesus Christ was sinless. Christ triumphed over the temptations that Satan would throw at him. All of hell came down upon him, and yet he knew no sin. He never sinned. He was perfect in his life. He never had to confess to God, his Father, because he had no sin. He was the perfect Savior. Oh, what a glorious gospel that we have today. The glorious good news that Jesus Christ died for us. Not only that he died sinless, he died vicariously. Means he suffered in our place. He suffered in another's place. He suffered that we might not have to suffer. He was our substitute. It was you and I that should have died. We should have been on that cross, but Christ came. The Bible says he so loved the world. He so loved you this morning that he gave his life. He was our substitute. He suffered in our place. The Bible says the Son of Man came and gave his life a ransom for many. Romans 8:32 said, he spared not his own son, but delivered him up to Calvary for you and I. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:3, Christ died for us according to the scriptures. In Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Isaiah 53 in the Old Testament, the death of Christ is referred to no less than 14 times in the Old Testament in Isaiah. Listen to what the scripture says. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for us, our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The cross of Jesus Christ was Christ bearing our sins there. Oh, our sins, our sufferings, our pain, our death was on Christ Jesus. For he had done nothing to deserve that. He lived a sinless life, and yet he died as our substitute in our place. There was absolutely nothing in his life nor in his character to deserve crucifixion on the cross. Yet Christ was willing to make the cross of Calvary his very own, that you and I might not have to die upon Calvary's cross. You see, we may not know, nor can we tell what pains he had to bear. What we believe it was for us, he hung and suffered there. It was our sins that nailed him to the cross. Yes, God has blessed my life. He has given me my family. He has given me my life, all because God so loved the world. And he has blessed your life. He has given you life, all because God so loved the world. He has blessed America. He has blessed our families, our way of life, all because God so loved the world. That is the glorious gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the Bible says we do not preach ourselves, but we preach Jesus Christ. The good news of the gospel. He lived a sinless life. He died vicariously as our substitute Oh, but praise God, not only did he die, the Bible says he arose triumphantly. I love that song. He arose. Oh, he covered from the grave. Listen to 1 Corinthians 15:34. It says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, that Christ was buried, that he arose again from the on the third day, according to the scriptures." Unlike a lot of men that were buried and died in the grave and stayed there, Christ was not left in the grave. The Bible says, on the third day he arose. His death did not end tragically, but it ended in triumph. It ended gloriously. They put Christ in a grave, the Bible says, but God raised him up. They left Christ in a tomb, but God put him on a throne. He's the victorious one. He's our Savior this morning. Oh, you've been blessed by the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If by faith you have trusted him as your Lord and Savior, you have been blessed by the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Christ died for you according to the scripture. The resurrection of Christ, listen, my friends, the resurrection of Christ is the cornerstone of the Christian faith. It is the very foundation of Christianity. Christianity stands or falls with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Next week I'll be looking, what if Christ didn't raise from the grave? What if Easter never had been? Oh, Easter's not a bunny jumping around laying eggs. Easter is the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is the inconceivable to me to think that Christ would have predicted his resurrection if he did not believe that he would have rose from the dead. Oh, he had faith in his Father. His Father raised him. Oh, and in 6 weeks after the resurrection, every believer preached Christ and him crucified. And to preach Christianity at that time was to preach Christ rose, was to preach the resurrection of the Christ. Acts 4:33 says, "And with great power, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Let me tell you something. He is the theme of every message that we preach. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's not about me. It's not about you. It is the glorious gospel. And because of the resurrection, it provides each believer with a faith that cannot be destroyed. They can take my home, they can take my car, they can take my family, but they can't take my faith away. It's rooted and grounded in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. It's a forgiveness that cannot be denied. It's a force which sin has been defeated by. Oh, he rose from the grave, the Bible says. He lives victorious, and because, he said, because I live, you shall live also. Now that means right now, my friends, we shall live victoriously right now. We have abundant life right now. We have everything we need in Christ right now. Because he lives, we shall live also. Not for eternity, yes we will, but right now. So many people think, well, I've got to die before I can have victory. No, you've already have victory in Christ Jesus. Christ arose triumphantly. That is the glorious news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. His sinless life, his vicarious death, his triumphant raising. He rose from the grave. I don't know about you, but that's the glorious gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Not only that, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 7:24, because he lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Oh, he reigns eternally. He died sinless, vicariously, triumphantly. And he has a reign forever. He is able. I love that song. I don't even know how it goes. He is able. He is able. He is able to receive. Oh, man. When I hear that, I think about Christ, and I know that He is able to save completely. Now listen to me. He ever liveth to make intercession for you and I. He's praying for us today. He's standing beside the Father today praying that we might be victorious. He ever lives, and praise God, He reigns at the right hand of His Father. He makes intercession for me. And one day, all creation, one day all creation, will say, Jesus is Lord. Every tongue shall confess that Christ is Lord. That is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He ever lives. Oh, you can take that to the bank. Man, Christ ever lives. And let me tell you something. He will return victoriously. Not only does He live, the Bible says He will come again. Folks, we have victory today. I don't know if you trusted Christ or not, but if you haven't, you need to. You need to come into the great blessed family of God, the church. You see, each living person here that's accepted Christ is part of His church. He's the chief cornerstone, but He will return victoriously. His disciples were sitting around and He was teaching them, and He said, listen, let not your heart be troubled. You believe God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. He doesn't say I may come again, but I will come again. Acts 1:1, the angel said, this same Jesus who is taken up from you, so shall He come in like manner. He will come. You can count on it, friends. You can count it as done. It's a done deal. Christ is coming again. Oh, listen to this. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven. Did you hear that? The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, and the trump of God, and praise God, the dead shall rise. Man, it's going to be a lively time when He comes back. The dead shall rise. I believe a lot of Baptist churches are going to float up. God, they got a lot of dead people in them. Man, if you ain't shout glory to that, and the dead shall rise. And then we which are alive and remain. Oh, I hope I'm alive and remaining, because, you know, I don't like to be underground. I'm afraid I might wake up down there. No, I know this old body's going to be down there, but the spirit is going to be already gone. I'm going to be departed, brother. That's what the Bible says. The spirit goes to be with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You know, if I died right now, I'd be in heaven in a twinkling of an eye. Oh, I hope you'd be there with me. If the trumpet sounds, will you be there? He will come again. Listen to me, Old Testament predicted it, the New Testament proclaimed it. You know that it says 318 times in the New Testament, Christ will come again. Christ is mentioned that many times. 13 verses out of 7 of every 10 chapters make reference to the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now here's the shocking truth. The same Christ who is coming to rule and to reign is also coming to judge and destroy. Do you understand that? Oh, what a day for believers. What a day that will be. We sing that song, what a day that will be. When my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon his face. Man, but let me tell you something. It's going to be a terrible day for the unbelievers. A terrible day for unbelievers. Now let me tell you something, and I'll close. Good news of the gospel is for everyone who will come. Right now, the Bible says you have a choice to make. When you walked in those doors, you had a choice. You chose to come in. Now, you must choose which way you're going to go. Are you going to go with Christ, or are you going to go with the devil? There's only two choices. You're going to live for Christ, or you're going to live for the devil. One way leads to victory, the other way to death. You have a choice this morning. The glorious gospel of Christ says he lived a sinless life. He died vicariously. He arose triumphantly. He reigns eternally. And he will return victoriously. Have you trusted him this morning as your Lord and Savior? The Bible says, for by grace, we heard singing of grace, for by grace are you saved through faith. Now let me tell you, you do nothing to deserve salvation. You deserve death. The Bible says we all deserve death. But God, it says, who is rich in mercy, I said that in the Sunday school class this morning, who is rich in mercy, paid the price for you, gave his son on the cross for you, that if by faith you will believe that he is the Savior, you can't save yourself. It's by grace through faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. What's the gift of God? His son, Jesus Christ. He gave his son to die for you and I. That if we would put our faith in him and say, yes, Lord, I realize that I'm a sinner, but today I want to trust you as my Lord and Savior. I want to give my life to you completely. I want to repent of my sin, turn around from my sin, and trust you. He says, whosoever shall call upon my name, whosoever shall do that, shall be saved. Shall be saved. Just like he is coming again. You shall be saved. You'll be ready for his coming. That is the good news. You can, by faith, put your life today in Christ Jesus and be filled, the Bible says, with his Spirit. He says, the moment you trust me, I will seal you with my Spirit. Oh, what does that seal mean? It means you're sealed until the day of redemption. He's bought you. He puts his mark upon you, and he says, you're mine for all eternity. Nothing can separate you from my Father and I. My Father. Oh, nothing can pluck you out of my Father's hand. You're his. But if you don't come and you don't choose Christ, you're saying, I don't want the gospel. I don't want the gift. I want to live my life my way, and I want to die my way, and you will die your way, but you will spend an eternity in a place called hell. You see, this is not all there is to life. There's life, abundant life, even after this, if you're in Christ. Where will you spend eternity? One of two places, heaven or hell. The choice is yours, and you must make it. I can't make it for you. Your wife or your mother or your children or no one else can make it for you. You must decide. The good news of the gospel is he wants everyone to come. He's opened his heart to you this morning. If you're saying, well, I need to come, then you need to be down to the front, right? You need to be there. You need to come. Don't put it off. because you may not have tomorrow. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the glorious gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you today that you give us an opportunity to come to you and trust you as a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, if there's one here today that's looking for a Savior, let them come by faith and receive you. If there's one here looking for a church home, let them come and unite with this church as you would lead them. But God, whatever we do, let us make our decision for you today. We'll give you the praise. For in your name we ask these things, in the name of Jesus. Amen.